Hello, family and friends. This is Auntie Frida here with Godly Parenting Podcast. We're continuing our episode on motherhood. So today we're going to study about Hannah. Who is Hannah? So I did a little bit of research and I want to share with you. So Hannah is the wife of Elkanah and would be a mom to Samuel. So our scripture of reference is in 1 Samuel. So a little history of Hannah. In verse 2, we found out that Hannah had no children. She really did have a good relationship with her husband. And then we also know that in verse 3 that this man went every year to visit Shiloh to worship the Lord. Hannah was godly. That's one characteristic we find for Hannah. So we find Hannah at the temple praying, and the prophet Eli thought she was drunk. When we read further in the Bible, it tells us the encounter between Hannah and Eli. She told him, "I'm not drunk, but it's a woman that is in need for something from the Lord." Hannah had no children, but that did not prevent her from going every year to the temple with her husband to worship the Lord. Another characteristic that we find from Hannah is that she was very obedient. She had promised God that if God gives her a child, she would bring the child to the Lord. And she had, and another characteristic here is that she had faith. And Samuel was born, behold. And in verse 28, we found out that after Samuel had been weaned, she brought Samuel to the Lord. He was 3 years old by then. Out of this faith and obedience, God gave her 5 more kids. So I have this question, that was she bargaining with God? Or she was just trying her best to find out if God was really going to do it? The Bible speaks about Hannah's faith. Her persistence of going every year to pray when her rival had all the other kids. We realize that Hannah did not give up, but she went every year to pray. A characteristics of motherhood that we have to learn here from Hannah is faith. 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 And obedience. As mothers, how faithful are we in weaning off our kids, in raising our kids in a God-fearing manner? Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord. It's a Nazarite vow. Most of the Nazarites, when they are born, they are being dedicated to the Lord. In our own lives as mothers, how have we dedicated our children to the Lord? I ask myself, like, is it just taking them to church or having family devotions? But I believe there is more that we can do for our children. When we continue to read the book of Samuel 2:1-10, I realize that we have to always be thankful for our kids and pray that the will of God will be activated or will be made manifest in their lives. I wonder how many of us mothers do pray this prayer. If you don't, I do encourage you to please start doing that. We don't have to dedicate 30 minutes every day to pray for our children as we walk about, as we cook, when they're getting ready to go to school, going to the bus stop, they come back from school, bedtime routines. There are so many ways and times that we can still pray for our children. Today, I wanted to encourage each and every mother, or mothers-to-be, to make it a fervent thing to do, to pray for our children. Remember, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of this world." We have to be armed every day, ready to fight the enemy over our children. They need our protection. They need our love. As much as we are able to buy them all the clothes, the shoes, the bags, all the vacations we take with them, all the fun trips, all the shopping experiences, all the designer things some of us get for our children, and all the times that we are able to think, "Oh, my child needs this, my child needs that." How about their spiritual life? Have we invested time in their spiritual life? I want to encourage each and every one of us that as much as we have everything planned out in summer, what are we doing? In winter, what are we doing? When school resumes, what are we doing? Where are we going for our vacations? We have all that planned out. What are we wearing for this week? When we're going to church, where are we going for vacation and all that? But in their spiritual life, are we like Hannah? How desperate are we to help our children to be dedicated to the Lord? Let people see that we are drunk because of how we are praying for our children. It's not a public show, but deep down in our heart, our silent prayers also do matter. As we cook their food, we can pray over their food. When we do their laundry, we can pray over it. Sometimes we have to lay our hands on them and declare some words into their life, prophetic words into their life. It's a short prayer. It means a lot. So I encourage each and every one of us to do our best to make our prayer time with our children very effective, persistent, constantly. As we invest in their education and all the other things, their spiritual life should not be neglected. Let's learn from Hannah and be persistent. Continually pray for our children. I have another question. What areas in our life do we need God desperately? Hannah was very desperate. Very desperate for a child. So she kept praying. In our individual lives, what areas are we desperately in need for God to intervene in the life of our children and ourselves and our family? Mothers are prayer warriors. So let's not give up, but fight for our children. Stand tall for our children. Intercede on their behalf. There's a whole lot of evil out there. What are we doing as mothers? What covering are we giving to our children? I encourage each and every mother listening to this podcast to be like Hannah, to consistently pray, dedicate our children to the Lord. There has never been anything that has been given to God that failed, no. For we and our children are made for signs and wonders. We would excel, our children will excel. Let's begin to pray prophetically and declare upon our children's life. And as always, don't forget, we can do this because God got our back. He's always with us because the Bible says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. He got us. He would always be with us. He would help us. As we continue with our motherhood series, don't forget to be like Hannah. Be consistent. Be prayerful. Be dedicated. Until we meet again, this is Auntie Frida with Godly Parenting Podcast. Hope to see you next time. Stay blessed. I love you.